Дэвид Леруф – это чистая сила. Вы можете ее почувствовать. Столько силы. Приходите и слушайте. Radio Rov 6 AM.
So many things I like about you. I just don't know where to begin. Okay, well, I like the way you look at me with those beautiful eyes. I like the way you act all surprised. I like the way you sing along. I like the way you I like the way you clap your hands. I like the way you love to dance. I like the way you put your hands up in the air. I like the way you shake your hair. I like the way you like to touch.
Used to be Roth Radio, but now it's Animal's House. We're going to do a little grooming tips here. David Lee Roth, live in front of your naked, steaming eyes. Animal, you got a haircut.
Yes, I did, man. I'm like, you say I look 10 years younger, man. I'm going to keep it up.
What are you, like 23 years old now?
Something like 21 and a half, maybe.
And I can see that Sasha got all dressed up for you this morning.
You're looking really hot today, Sasha.
Thank
What's
you,
the
Animal.
Occasion? Oh,
the occasion is Brian's birthday.
Oh.
And your haircut.
Okay, cool.
My microphone cut off. My microphone just showed
Jede. Oh, we're off to our usual flying start here. No lie, man. You got like the military issue supercut. You got that crew cut there, man.
Yeah, everybody talking about war. I thought I better get ready for it, man, you know.
a nation in conflict, and Animal will lead the way. What are you going to do? And you're talking about doing your beard here, right? What are you going to do?
I'm going to do the little Prince thing to it this week. You know, trim it up real thin or something. Get rid of this grayness, you know. I'm getting gray all down here. I got to get rid of it, man, you know.
What do you call that? With the Puerto Ricanos get when it's like a little razor thing. It's the same beard, but you get it like aerodynamic.
Yeah,
right?
Aerodynamic. Yeah, we're going to go with that.
You used to call it a little soul patch.
Yeah.
That you get it like right under your lip there, one little thing. You get a little Ike Turner special.
Going on.
Yeah, a little Tina Turner, Turner breakfast here.
You know it.
lightly battered. Sasha, how are you this morning, baby?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Look at you. You are radiant. My IQ just went down 6 points. Play some of that beach music for fellas. Give me that loop one time. Brian Young in the background there. He got on the acoustic this morning for you, Sasha.
Thank you.
You get a little sand in your shoes.
I do.
You get a little sand in your Speedos.
Make it gritty.
Oof. Play it up, fellas. Yeah. You got that. Hey, we got a special guest coming in at 8 o'clock this morning, Henry Rollins, my good friend. Haven't seen him in a while. He's a busy boy. Musician, actor, acrobat, author, spoken word artist, spokesperson, drum major, and I understand he's going to do a juggling act.
Yeah, he's a drum major too.
You know, he's going to try and juggle all of that with the way Sasha looks this morning.
Ah.
He's got a little heavy lifting in front of him. Henry began his musical career with the band Black Flag. You know that. Went on to front the Rollins Band. Currently, Henry tours the world, and he's going to be here in New York, not just at the show here this morning. He's going to be in Town Hall February 16th. Town Hall February 16th. Town Hall February 16th. Repetition. It helps us remember. And he's going to be in Philadelphia, the Electric Factory, on February 18th. If you've never seen Henry do his biz, Zen and the Art of Mojo Maintenance. Spoken word doesn't say it. Somehow, spoken word just doesn't say it. You got to hear Henry. He's going to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning. He's also the Learning Channel. He does the Full Metal Challenge. And he also does the Rollins Show on IFC. A great show. And I understand they're going to be revitalizing that coming up in April. But Henry is here coming on the 8 o'clock shot, baby. Play a little for Henry there. Hey, swing it. Yeah, play it, Brian. Okay, let's get to the important stuff. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth. You're listening New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, DavidLeeRoth.com, the worldwide. I taught a putty cat. Everybody's still griping about Cheney here, right? Everybody's here's some of the jokes of the day. Good news, ladies and gentlemen, we have finally located weapons of mass destruction. It's Dick Cheney. But here's the sad part. Before the trip, Don Rumsfeld had denied the guy's request for body armor. We can't get Bin Laden, but we nailed a 78-year-old attorney. Okay, that's my opening monologue. Let's get to the important part. Pornography. You can get it on your telephone now. Don't look at me that way, Sash. You know this. This is your generation's doing hot stuff. Don't try and lie to Daddy. You can call me Daddy, but don't lie to
him. Don't lie to you.
Do you have a telephone, sweetie? How old are you? How old are you, Sash?
I'm 21.
That's my IQ when I look at that outfit there. We're going to talk about Madonna, who stole her ideas from you quite clearly, evidently, here. Do you have a telephone that has a video thing on it?
Yeah.
And what do you watch on that? What shows are usually on that program there?
I don't know if I could get pornography, but I know I could get, like, comedy.
Okay, you get the Comedy Channel?
Comedy Central, yeah.
You get different episodes? And do you actually watch that in any particular place? Like on the subway or the taxi?
Yeah, if I'm bored, I'll just...
How much of the day are you bored? We'll do 20 questions. We got a lot of time, hot stuff.
Downtime, like in between classes or commuting or...
Okay, how often do you go to school?
I go to school three days a week.
Okay, and what's a full day of school for you?
Full day of school is 2:30 to 3:45, then I have a two-hour break, and then I have...
And during the two-hour break, do you actually watch the telephone?
I sometimes watch the telephone.
And do you have headsets, like big Bose headsets or something, some Sennheisers, or do you got little earplugs? What do you use? I'm curious.
It came with, like, little earbuds.
Okay, little earbuds. All right, hey, that's kind of sent for somebody who's shaped like you, a little earbud.
Little earbuds.
It feels like Daddy's sticking his little finger in there, right? Just gently but firmly. Uh-oh. Roth Radio, I'm David Lee Roth. Gentle but firm. Don't get used to it. it's coming. No pun intended, but I saw it on the TV set this morning for Breck. Knock it off, Hutch. They're not that funny. They're not funny until 7:15. I told you that, man. Come on, Hutch. Aldous Huxley running the board back there. He's anything but boring.
Thank you.
Are you related to Aldous Huxley?
No, totally spelled different. You're way off track.
Yeah, but you're both great artists, Aldous Huxley.
I love you.
Hutch, we love you. Valentine's Day is over. I understand there's a few Vermont teddy bears left over. You're going to have to fight over them, you and Sasha Hutch. You know what I'm saying?
Fight over a teddy bear.
Come on, let's get our priorities together here, because I saw this on the TV while I was having breakfast. Pornography is now going to be able to be received on your telephone and the regular or your iPod or whatever it is. But the big companies are now getting involved in this. This is not the dark corner of your dank and filthy imagination. Excuse me, my dank and filthy imagination. You tuned in for my dank and filthy imagination. But let me tell you why it's this way. Because every day there's some new way to get a hold of pornography. And I'm wondering, where will people watch porno if it's available on your telephone? Essentially, it's going to show up on your wristwatch, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you only watch pornography? Isn't that kind of like a story? You always know how it ends?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, as far as plot development, we talked with, well, my favorite porn star just the other day, A.V. Lee Roth, who claims that I'm her father, and I'm not denying it. And in fact, she has threatened to come on the show. I actually invited her, and she has threatened me back. And oh. she claims that I'm not denying that I am may be her father. And she claims that she's going to call me daddy throughout the interview, and I'm not going to defy it. Nevertheless, where would you watch some of her work besides the privacy of your own dank and filthy little basement? I have a difficulty already with people who have flat screens in the automobile. Didn't somebody just crash recently claiming he was watching the TV set? Or if the kids are watching television in the backs of the headrests, and God forbid you're watching World Wrestling Federation celebrity dance off ice skating, and the kids get excited, and, you know, it causes another tragic, you know, what do we call it? Well, the way I'd like to go, another tragic flaming wreck. Any rate, I'm fascinated by how this is going to explode. Again, no pun intended. I mean, there's so many verbs that I can't use now, especially in the context of this subject. Now, look, shut up, Hutch. He's doing the Jedi mind trick on me, man. No Jedi mind trick till 7, Hutch. He's perfected the art of controlling the room without making a sound. Watch. I'll do it now. Yeah.
You got it.
Emails already. San Jose, what are you guys waiting for this?
I believe so.
It's not possible to have gotten up earlier than I do. I've magically reversed the Dracula schedule here. For me, there is nothing but darkness. No light. Sounds like Keith Richard. Oh, it's a different accent. But, you know, it's a different approach. San Jose, California, Italy. What are you guys making? They're not making this up.
I know.
Alabama, Shreveport, Louisiana, Valencia, California, Japan.
Did you say Alabama?
Yeah, man. What part of Alabama did they register in? Some people
I don't know, because I know it was real censored down there. The only way they could get hardcore porn was from me.
No. Animal, I love the way you think, but you drove right off the road and kept on going about two paragraphs ago. Oh. That's why I love you. No, I can't drop that.
Yeah.
That was an amazing segue. That was an amazing dovetail. You conceptually made a leap that no other human being was capable of, unless it's in the Olympics, and I'm going to talk about them a little bit later. But they don't always say what city they're coming from. If you guys email us, tell us what city you're actually coming from. And perhaps there are some allegations and some rumor and innuendo that I may have following me around. There certainly is some in Alabama, Medford, Massachusetts, Amsterdam, Netherlands. Never a good time to bring that up, but now that it's out there. Roth Radio. I'm David Lee Roth. And first thing I saw on the television set, it's on every news station. And what you have is Apple. You have the iPod people. You have the Macintosh people. You have the Nextel people. Everybody is now taking a very, very serious look at what's happening with pornography. And this is how much do we spend on this? Something like,
it's in the billions. Somebody's watching it.
Oh, it's the size of a moonshot. Again, bad analogy in this context here. But it's more money. Okay, me too. I'm card carrying. I'm a member of the Great Unwashed. Here's my card. Hey, don't look. Only Sasha can look when I show her the tattoo. We spend more money on pornography, from what I understand, than all professional sports combined. That means football, baseball, hockey, basketball, all professional sports, merchandise combined. If you're walking around wearing a jersey or an outfit from a basketball team, you can lump in all of those bazillions of dollars. Bazillion. Bad choice of words, man. Because you know what it sounds like. I got to be real careful here.
You might call it a whole new ball game.
It's a whole new... Come on, Hutch. You got to watch what you say.
Hey, Hutch, they already got a name for it. They call it flesh crack.
What is that?
Porn.
Oh, right. It's like crack.
Yeah, it's like crack, man. Everybody wants some.
Flesh crack.
Yeah.
That sounds like a new band on Sony. I'd buy that. The video virtually writes itself, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Flesh crack. Are you a fan of Pornography Animal?
I'm a big fan, man. But, you know, I hope the statute of limitations ran out on this. Because
don't bring it up. No, please. Don't.
Okay. But that's how I got ran out of Alabama on the real tip, man.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to fill in the subtext and the lines. And that's why this is called, it's no longer called The Roth Show. This is called Welcome to Animal's House.
Yeah.
You got it. I can't top him. That's the real deal. I can't possibly top him. No amount of Diamond Dave can top that kind of a story because, you know, you put it, you just place the players.
I can top it, Dave.
No, please. What kind of porno do you like?
Oh, man, anything called In the Thick, all that ass, you know, anything that's thick, you know, that's me, man, you know.
Because people, you know, they always ask me during interviews and stuff, they say, so, Dave, like, what are you reading now? And I go, oh, you know, Crazy Colonel Corrad, you know. Oh, I like the fourth version. It's kind of like the fourth album of Led Zeppelin, Out of Control Undergrads. Perhaps you know it.
I know it well.
Oh, yeah. Every day she writes the book. Do you like pornography, Sash?
Pornography.
Okay, wait a minute. What was that note? I don't have the muscle that makes that note. Say that note again.
I like pornography very much.
Somehow that's more believable. I believed it the first time, but now I want to read it with you. Is there any particular kind that you like? Guy, girl, two girls in a toaster oven? Come on. What do you got?
I like girl on girl.
Hold on. Animal is spitting Red Bull out of his nose here. He likes two girls in a toaster oven. You're the only guy able to carry the whole edition.
I'm going
to
stick my head in the microwave during my orgasm, man. I bet that's a head rush.
Don't try these tricks at home, kids.
Uh-oh. They come with instructions.
These are tricks done by professionals under professional supervision. Yeah.
I wouldn't advise it. If you want alcohol, do not stick your head in the microwave.
Ever.
Your head will explode.
Pop goes the kitty. My favorite never-released funniest home videos, you know. Also, you know, now that I'm talking about it, one of my second favorite funniest home video is my 10 favorite gun cleaning accidents. Otherwise known as firecracker fingers. Brian, do you like porno? Do you buy it routinely?
Not routinely, but I got plenty.
Okay. She's got plenty. So what did you do? You miracled it onto the shelf?
No. It's like a batch, and then 6 months go by, and then you go, I need a new batch.
Batch. Bad choice of words in the context of what we're talking.
But you know what I'm not liking about these DVDs? You got to wait for 5 minutes of stuff that you can't scan through just to start it.
Oh, okay. That's you're talking about the coming attraction. Oh, shit.
See, back in the day, we used to get these ones called climactic scenes. When it comes on, the scene comes on, boom, it's already going.
Okay.
There's no waiting around for the little pizza guy to deliver the pizza.
Okay, because deliver the groceries. I don't know if pizza's appropriate. There's pepperoni involved. Don't go there, babe. I think what probably the biggest mistake that porno makes now is exactly what you address there. Because I've had like kung fu videos where they took away all the plot lines, all the movie, all the costumes, and just had the fights. It's just 2 hours of fighting. And it goes from one thing to another. That's greatest hits, right? So you're saying that you like the kind of pornography that is nothing but greatest hits.
Having to scan through a bunch of bull.
Okay, well, see, some people, because I've heard like Marilyn Manson go on the TV show Dinner for Eight or Five or, I don't know, maybe it's for eight, but there were only five when he was there. I don't know. It's Marilyn. I would have gone. Others might have shined away. Sasha, she's making that face that says,
I love Marilyn Manson.
Okay. And he said that if frequently on Spectrovision, when he's watching Spectrovision in the hotels, like when he's on the road, that he never even makes it through the coming attractions.
Oh, man.
No, well, he's a man on a mission, clearly. You know? And so am I. Give me the telephone.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Estás conectada a David Lee Roth. Prepárate para combustir. Roth, directo. 6 a.m. You are connected to David Lee Roth. Prepare for combustion. Roth, direct, 6 a.m.
Right. Roth Radio. David Lee Roth here. Emails deluxe. I think everybody's waiting up for us here. But before we even get the downbeat on the microphones, they're piling up. Dayton, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Caracas, Venezuela, Baltimore, Maryland. This is all coming off of DavidLeeRoth.com. A lot of people. I told you, this is not morning radio. This is the first of the late night talk shows of the entire day. Or it's after hours radio. Think of it like that. Give me a little more hype on the microphone one time there. There you go. Evidently, I've been up a little bit late last night, huh? And I'm going to talk about that in so many words. Calgary, Canada, Oxford, Mass, Salt Lake City, San Jose, California. These people are all coming in from the DavidLeeRoth.com show, and people are listening at night when they're on the other side of the planet here. This is the late night groove. Of course, it's always the nightlife. Love the nightlife down in Alabama, Shreveport, Louisiana, Valencia, California. All the news that's fit to print here. We're talking about pornography because I just saw it on the TV set that now it's going to be available on my telephone. I used to only be able to use the telephone to make a booty call. In fact, this whole show is kind of a booty call. Yes, I have a devious agenda. But the closest you could come to pornography with your telephone was putting it on vibrate and sticking it in your Speedos, right? And then you have Sasha call incessantly. With alarming frequency, right? No, that was the closest you could get to it. Now I'm wondering, where are we going to use telephone pornography? Am I now going to have to grow eyes in the back of my head? Is there going to be somebody behind every tree in Central Park, you know, uploading the download or uploading while it downloads? I don't know how to say this without getting thumped. Is every cubicle now, are we going to have to install, well, the president already wants to install cameras in every cubicle, but are we now going to have to install cubicle cams in order to prevent everybody from dialing in while they're waiting for the plane? I spend a lot of time in airports. I'm afraid.
They have to charge for that per minute for the phone booth.
Oh, now there's going to be special phone booths. You're right. We're going to go back to that thing like in the Madonna video where you have the window, and now it's just it's a shade that goes down the door. It'll be the telephone booth that will come back. Mommy, what's that for? Sasha, what will you tell her?
I won't say anything.
That's where Daddy turns from Clark Kent into Superman in 2 minutes and then back, right? 866-313-3733. Go ahead, take the top call there, Hutch. It's bright and early in the morning, bright-tailed, bushy-eyed, Roth
Sean.
Radio. Sean, yo. Talk to me about porno. It seems to be a big wake-up subject here. Go ahead.
Oh, I woke right up to it, Dave. Big fan. How you doing?
Great, friend. What's up?
It's all about getting more bang for your buck. You got to get the DVDs. They pile in four of them. So you get four for, like, one DVD. It's so good. I got this one called 18 and Ready to F Fiesta. It's the best, man.
Who are the stars? Wait, share this with us. Who are the stars? Because we're totally computer literate here.
I'm a little old school. I just take a trip down to Risque, and I get hooked up. You know, I just buy them on hand. But I know you can get on the computer, but, oh, man, as for the stars, my favorite stars, Stephanie Swift.
Love
Joel
it.
Denial.
Love her. Keep going. to me, this is every bit important a movie review is when I discussed Joel Siegel at the Oscars. Here we go. Come on. I'm still away. How about Janine Lundemiller?
Oh, Janine. She's so great.
Well, she's the Led Zeppelin of girl-to-girl pornography. Just as all dance music leads back to James Brown somehow, all rock music, hard rock, leads back to Led Zeppelin somehow, and all great Two Girls and a Toaster Oven leads back to Janine Lundemiller. Agreed?
Oh, yeah. You make a production out of it. Right, Animal?
You know it, man. Got to make a production out of it, dog.
Okay, so what's share this with us, Sean, because you seem like an aficionado. Okay, do you like the visual more or the sounds more? If you had to choose, and of course you got to have the combo, but which of the two do you find the more exciting?
Sometimes you got to mute it and just sit back and, I don't know.
Because for me, without the sound, it's like watching old school pictures without the music in the background, watching an old black and white romance something or other where there's no real interaction, I'm calling it. What do you think is the dirtiest part of the human body, Sean? Go ahead.
The old dirt road.
Okay, to me it's the ears, because I can look at Sasha and I'm inside of her halfway with my little syllables even as we speak.
Oh, no. Well, I'm on the road, Dave. I'm about to crash or whatever in a big pile of snow, so let me be out, man.
So tell me this. Now, when it becomes downloadable on your telephone, are you actually going to get it on the telephone? And if you do, I'm going to suspect you're going to say yeah. And if you say yeah, I'm going to next ask you, where are you going to watch it? Where I was going to say use it, but that's a terrible verb. Go ahead, man.
I'd like to get a bigger phone with a bigger screen if I'm going to do it that way. And then I can take it anywhere I want.
You're going to...
Dry cleaners, anywhere. I'll just walk around and see if, like, free advertising.
It'll be like a belt buckle that you could flip down like a tray in the seat of an airplane, right? And you could just stare down and you'd never have to watch little Elvis go to work even, you know?
I'd be walking in the walls.
Sean, thanks for calling.
Thanks,
Rob. Okay, we're off to an amazing start, like my parole officer used to say every Wednesday morning. Right about this time, in fact. David Lee Roth, you're listening to. And we're talking about only the important stuff here. Evidently, Massachusetts, the Walmart must stock the emergency pill. This goes hand in hand. Or hand in pants. Look at Sasha. She turns around and gives me that derision look so nicely. Okay, here we go. Walmart, Boston. The state pharmacy board ordered Walmart on Tuesday to stock emergency contraception pills at its stores in Massachusetts. Massachusetts became the second state to require the world's largest retailer to comply with the directive. Okay, clearly women's health is a high priority for Walmart. I don't know that this has to do with health. Well, it has to do with spiritual health. It has to do with mental health. But I don't know that this is... Is contraceptive pills considered medicine? Medicine for the soul. Tonic for the soul, so that you can go and do whatever it is you do with a reasonably clean conscience. Of course, if you do it right, then your conscience is ruined, right? Okay. What do they mean by emergency pill? Like... you had a great night and then you rush to Walmart? Is this what happens? Or do you, you're watching your telephone. Let me just posit a scenario here, Sasha. You're sitting on the subway. You're coming to work. Okay. And you got about an hour ahead of you. So you start dialing around. You realize, God, it's so late. You know, it's so early in the morning. None of my friends are up. I'll watch some pornography. Yeah. You flip the phone over. Okay. You open up the phone. You're watching. Somebody who looks a lot like me. And the wheels begin to turn. Okay, you know, like the engine begins, like in the helicopter, we say you begin to spin up the rotor. Okay, and when you get up to full RPM, that's right when the subway, you know, gets to where you're going. Okay, and you show up and you realize that Alberto in the back is the sexiest thing that you've ever seen. Not me, but you realize that, Sasha. Underneath the hat, he's always back there working the computer, and you go, man. Big rig computers and the bad boy Latinos that drive them, right? I can see it in your eyes, Sasha. I can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. During the break, and you know when Hutch goes 4 minutes, you decide, this is just a subjective analogy, this is a posited example here, but you hear that word 4 minutes, and because you are so digital, because you are so postmodern, you and Alberto run into what I call the throne room. That was Howard Stern's throne. It's made of porcelain, but it's a throne, okay? And you go in there, and you create the dire need for an emergency contraception pill. Is that what would potentially happen? Or do you take the pill naturally and you just sort of forgot the pill? Or do you like my version of how this is all working out better, Sasha? Go ahead.
I like your version of how this is.
Okay, and you would rush down there having become young and impulsive, having thrown all caution to the wind and surrendering yourself as never before in your life as a woman. You would then go down to Walmart, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Dude, this is beautiful.
I'll tell you. Okay, because I'm wondering if pornography is going to increase the need. Okay, obviously pornography is increasing the heat because nobody's watching telephone pornography at home unless somebody calls me at 866-313-3733. The only time you make your hand this little, like little enough to hold the telephone, if you're home privately looking at pornography and you're making your hand fit a telephone instead of something else, yeah, a sex problem. And you should probably call us, 866-313-3733, davidleeroth.com. What are you reaching for, Hutch? Okay. take the next call up here, man. You got number six? Spin up number six. We'll talk to him here.
Go ahead.
Dave, are you on the air? Dave, yeah. Put your phone down. Dave. You're going to need two phones. Like the Arabs have a left hand for, you know, instead of the toilet paper, and the right hand is for shaking hands. Now you're going to need two telephones. You're going to need the porn phone, and you're going to need, you call it the bone phone, and you'll have the regular phone, the friend's phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Dave. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Boston, Mass, Dave.
Okay, and how do you weigh in on this?
I love your show, man.
Thank you so much. Go ahead. You're on.
Well, hey, I can't believe you guys just skipped over such a subject.
Which subject?
You skipped right over Sasha over there.
You skipped over what?
You asked her what kind of porn you like, Sasha, and she started talking about this girl on girl action. You guys just skipped right over it.
Well, this is why I like interacting with folks so much like yourself. You keep me honest. You keep me on the straight and narrow, and I'm going to refocus. Go ahead. You got the mic, my brother. Go ahead.
I got to back you up a step there.
Thank you.
Sasha, how we doing? You sound delicious.
Thank you, Dave, from Massachusetts.
Go ahead. You got two more seconds here before we break for the commercial and before Rush, she leaves us all for Alberto. Now, go ahead. You got one question. Hit it up, brother. Go ahead. You're on.
Oh, my. I just like her to elaborate. I couldn't believe you skipped over like that. Please feel free.
Okay, we're gonna go in depth. Oh, bad choice of prepositions. Right during this.
David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Roth 广播电台，早晨醒来的第一件事，大卫电视是你的唯一。 Yeah, Roth Radio. First thing in the morning, Dev TV, nothing but yeah.
Live in the studio, track blasting, Roth Radio, David Lee Roth Worldwide, the David Lee Roth Show.com, DavidLeeRoth.com, 92.3 FreeFM.com, Sasha'sTheBomb.com, WhereverWhenever.com, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Hello Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. We're talking porno. Okay, I'm just going to cut to the priorities here because it says, what gave us the idea was coming off of the TV set this morning during breakfast, but more importantly, Walmart, Massachusetts, Boston. State Pharmacy Board ordered Walmart on Tuesday to stock emergency contraception pills at its stores in Massachusetts. Aren't all contraception pills emergency? I mean, you're trying to intervene on something, right? You're trying to prevent something. And if it happens, it's a pretty insistent thing that's going to happen to you. It's going to insist that the rest of your life arguably be... take a different turn, perhaps, right? Call us up, 866-313-3733. I'm wondering if these pills should be available to underage kids. What do you think? Should we make contraception? Should kids be able to go into Walmart? Okay, suppose they go to a doctor. You can't just go get a prescription, obviously, over the counter. And I'm wondering if these are these contraceptive pills, they must be prescription as well. I'm just guessing. That's why I'm stuttering here. I'm trying to think and walk and chew gum at the same time in front of 1.5 million people first thing in the morning. So, and Sasha, if you keep looking at me like that, my knuckles are going to continue to drag.
I'm going for it.
And I'm going to wind up in a sea of monosyllables here. Me am like you.
What is it made of, Dave? Herbs or what?
Sasha? Fat-free, loaded with sugar? One little bite of that left tush muscle, rot every tooth out of your lion's skull. You'll have instant diabetic pancreatic death from the sugar overload that'll rush into your nervous system and burst your eyes like a couple of little... You get the point. Anyways, I'm wondering if these pills should be prescription. If you go to a doctor, should emergency contraceptive pills be available to underage kids? I don't know. I can't imagine a 10-year-old walking into the doctor. But what is underage for contraception in most of the country? Is it 21? Do you know?
Isn't there some states where young girls can have abortions without their parents' consent?
You think that they could get a pill? Whole other subject.
But still, if they could get that, they should be able to get the pill.
Nevertheless, there are different cities that have different regulations, I think. I don't know that this is a federal mandate or whatever. And I'm wondering what the fans think. You know, if a 17-year-old needs the emergency contraception pill, how would she even really know she needs the emergency? She's going to show up on a Monday. Get it? And should the doctor be able to prescribe this for her? Because it goes hand in hand. No pun intended, with the porn generation. Now it's on the telephone. Now that it's literally on your Razor phone, it's everywhere. It's never away from you. It's now surgically attached. Like Paris Hilton's telephone is surgically attached to her ear, now it's surgically attached to her retinas. And don't tell me it's not going to be the most popular thing possibly going. Pick a number up there, Hutch. Take a call. David Lee Roth, Roth Radio.
Edward.
Ed, you're in the spotlight. Go ahead, friend. What's cooking?
How you doing, David? I want to just explain a little something to you.
Please.
I'm a doctor, and I worked out of pretty much Seattle most of my life, but now I'm in New York City. And I want to let you know something. The scenario you're setting up there isn't the way the pill is intended to be used.
Please share with us what's cooking.
Okay, the morning after pill, it's a set of proteins that the woman's body produces the day after intercourse, and it shuts down those proteins. Pretty much the woman needs to take it after the possibility has been had, if you would, that she has been impregnated.
And what is the window of opportunity?
It's usually within 2 weeks. At that moment, the body reprograms itself because it's been known to what's been taken in, and the proteins are already in place 2 weeks prior to the effect.
Okay, so what you're saying is that if I spend a hot Saturday night with Olivia Thunderclam, that I have 2 full weeks to make sure that I don't get pregnant?
Pretty much, but it sounds like you're eyeing Sasha pretty good this morning. That's the problem.
You should see the looks that come back. How do you feel about kids using this? And I'm hesitant to even use that word because somebody might think I'm talking about a 10 or a 12-year-old. But say somebody, a driver's license age. Let's just start there. Just your own personal view on this. This doesn't reflect anywhere that you work or any institution that you're affiliated with. But just off the cuff here, as a physician, how do you feel about a 17-year-old or can 18-year-olds legitimately purchase this, Doc?
I believe that is the minimum age you have to be, at least in New York City, is 18 years to purchase it. As you said before, it's possible that each city is going to have their own mandates on this. But as you might guess that the more sensitive cities and states, when you get a little bit south there in the nation here, they're going to be a little bit more sensitive to the fact that they don't want any of their teenage women to get access to these because, you know, there's going to be some of the old legislators who are still on the boards up there. And they don't want to be responsible to say, well, now we're going to have 16-year-olds running around and they can do whatever they want to do, especially in the Catholic Bible Belt.
Okay. As a physician working, inside out, what would you do with a 17-year-old who says, I got troublesome parents and I really need this and I'm underage? What would be your approach as a physician? What would you say to that individual?
Well, legally, I wouldn't be able to tell her anything but without the consent of a parent, and she'd have to come in at 17 with a guardian. Unfortunately, in New York City, that is the law. So,
can you define what a guardian is, sir? I'm not sure.
It's a legal parent. It's either the mother, father, or uncle, someone who actually has custody of the child until she's of legal age, 18 years old.
Okay, so if a 17-year-old drove herself down to your office in her own automobile, she has a driver's license, whatever, and you would say to her, I can't deal with this unless you have a guardian or a parent show up with you, and then you would make a subsequent appointment, correct?
Absolutely, because you have strict guidelines, and if anything ever came back that you did something with a minor, it's pretty much just a malpractice suit in the making, and you're going to get sued to high heaven if the parents have anything, any knowledge about it, and it's just not a practice that is in use nowadays.
Okay, well, this is the kind of information that we don't ever get to hear. I'm really glad you're calling in here and sharing this. What may seem like pedestrian questioning to you, what may seem obvious in the legal arena, is really a dark, shadowy territory for most of us who only have the newspaper and the TV set to refer this to. Let me ask you this. What's to prevent What would be the youngest age that somebody might find in a given state? I don't know. Figure a liberal state, maybe Southern California, although that would probably be conservative. Pick a liberal place, maybe Dallas, Texas. They've got a real good forward mind there. It's a real forward-going modern city. What if they said, you can do it when you're 16? What's to prevent folks from getting medication and traveling to those cities the way they used to do for abortions?
Well, a lot of times people are going to do something, if they're really desperate in most situations, you'll see that in other countries, such as England, where this pill, I believe, was originated from, they have people who are, I don't know if they have the same guidelines, but I'm pretty sure it falls under the mandate of, not payola, but a lot of people over there are willing to look the other way for certain situations like this. It's much more sensitive to the individual in that particular country than it would be. It's possible that the child could actually go out of the country and take care of this problem, but I'm not saying that this should be done, but the probability is that these, you know, you take scores and tests and everything has to come back before this pill is even put on the market, and they have to test them with all certain age groups, so it's obvious this has already gone through 14-year-old, 15-year-old, and 16-year-old, so they have to know that it's safe for pretty much any teenager to take this pill, because that's the age that people are not considering having children. Unfortunately, it's not legal. But in the same sense, they're going to have to come back with that proven information that they can't hurt anybody.
Is this called the morning after pill, for reference sake?
Yes, it is.
Okay, this is RU486, correct?
Right. It's an epinephrine base, and it actually shuts down the proteins in the woman's body up to 2 weeks.
And is there a country that allows anybody who wants this to have it? Because I could fully imagine them handing this out by the handful in Calcutta and Bombay and a lot of places where you have all close to a billion people. Or in China, what have you. Do you envision something like this occurring?
That's something that would probably be somebody's ideal, you know, probability of thinking that this is going to happen, and people, it's going to be some kind of a mass conspiracy, and people are just going to be taking these pills thinking that they're vitamins and women are never going to get pregnant again. That's pretty much, I don't envision that, because these things need to be regulated at the same time. It's not just like they're going to just send cases and cases and cases of this pill into a particular segment of the world, and people are going to all of a sudden just say, okay, I'll take that every morning, mother, or whatever. However the situation is going to go down.
I agree with you, but I think more likely is that everybody's going to request it, the same way as when I see on the TV set, it says, hey, here's a pill you can take, and you can eat all the cheeseburgers, French fries, and blue cheese dressing that you want, and you'll still lose 15 pounds a week. Okay, we both know a little bit of the reality of that kind of thing, but most folks, hey, you don't know the difference. If it's on TV set, if it's on print in the newspaper, then there's got to be some semblance of truth, and I'm wondering how many folks are going to take that same kind of mindset and go, great, I can pretty much bang around all I want, no pun intended, and this pill is really going to solve the issue. What's the safety issues between this kind of a pill and the traditional pill? Can you share that with us?
Well, traditional pill is something that needs to be built up in the woman's system. It's something that she has to take over a period of time, and it's not considered, I mean, the same thing with the morning after pill. It's not considered one pill taking it and your problems are solved here. She's got to follow a protocol. After she takes the pill, there's going to be a certain amount of other after effects that she's going to experience, and she's going to have to actually go into a doctor's office and explain what's gone on to her, unless, you know, she's going to have a serious problem one morning, or it may be relatively soon to when after she takes the pill, or whatever the prognosis would be with her. You're going to have to understand, it's not something that she's going to say, okay, now I'm going to take this pill, I'm going to go in the bathroom, I'm going to take care of whatever comes out of me. That's not the scenario we'd like to paint for everybody. It's a pill you're supposed to take. After you take it, you should get in touch with the doctor. Let them know what's going on in your life.
So it's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing thing that could proceed subsequent months, correct?
Absolutely.
How many weeks does it take for the normal pill to build up in a girl's system?
I believe it's 3 weeks.
Okay, well, that's probably why Jessica Simpson is messing around at the Chateau Marmont, because she's going to go off the pill, and then she'll have to start again, and before she goes off the pill, she figures she'd get a little jollies, because it's another 3 weeks of downtime. Agreed?
I believe that as well. We have that window.
No pun intended. Doctor, thank you so much for giving us a buzz this morning. I learned a lot from you.
Rock and roll, bro.
Thank you. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth. Welcome to Diamond Dave's Tiki Bunker, where the debris meets the sea, and that was No Debris, talking to David Lee. Interesting stuff, huh?
Yeah, that was a real good call.
You always get the inside skinny from Roth Radio. Get up.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.